from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. An investigation is underway in Northeast Ohio's Stark County after a three-year-old boy drowned in a backyard pool there earlier this week. ONN's Angela Ann has the story.
According to a press release shared by the Massillon Police Department on their Facebook page, officers were notified of the situation just before 1 p.m. Sunday and responded to an address in the 600 block of Fries Street, where they found the toddler unresponsive. Officers provided life-saving measures until the Massillon Fire Department arrived and took the boy to the hospital, where he later died. No additional details were immediately available.
Some answers in a new preliminary report on the deadly Youngstown building explosion. Here's ONN's Laura Caso in Cleveland.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the May 28th explosion happened just 6 minutes after a crew cut a gas pipeline in the basement. The crew told investigators they were not aware that the line was pressurized. A 27-year-old Chase Bank employee, Akil Drake, was killed, while nine others were injured in the explosion.
Two Toledo firefighters were hospitalized after an overnight fire. ONN's Tim Miller.
Two Toledo firefighters had to be taken to the hospital after fighting an electrical fire at this home in South Toledo. The fire was in the attic of this home on Leland Avenue. This is near Wallbridge, right around midnight. Fire crews tell us one firefighter twisted his ankle while in the attic, and the other needed to be treated for heat exhaustion. The battalion chief on the scene told us crews were able to put these flames out quickly.
80-year-old Cleveland community activist Art McCoy is alleging he was assaulted by the city council president of East Cleveland. ONN's Lydia Esparra has more.
McCoy was at this Home Depot in Cleveland Heights on Monday. He ran into East Cleveland Councilman Twan Billings. Police say words were exchanged, and McCoy, who is known to preach nonviolence.
If we're having a discussion, we're having a discussion. But for me to get my eye almost knocked out, my nose broke face, it's just unexcusable.
The community is now fighting for him and asking for Billings' resignation.
In Dayton, Montgomery County commissioners have been asked to take action after a series of deaths in the county's jail. ONN's Tracy Townsend reports.
The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that there were 18 deaths in the Montgomery County Jail between 2020 and 2023. At the county commission meeting yesterday, former inmates reported abuse and witnessing deaths in jail. Isaiah Trammell was a 19-year-old inmate with autism who died after less than 10 hours in jail. It was reported that Trammell was taunted, threatened, and restrained in isolation. The autistic teen died begging for his medication and outreach to his family. This month, Governor Mike DeWine called for an independent investigation.
On the east side of Columbus, there's a new development in the legal battle over the former Fort Rapids indoor water park and hotel. More from ONN's Yolanda Harris.
A judge with the Franklin County Municipal Court Environmental Division is holding the owners of that property in contempt of court for not paying fines over a period of years. Now, this means they will owe the city $199,000 for previous fines owed and now will be charged $2,000 a day until they comply with health and safety codes. It was shut down back in 2016, and the current owners bought the property in 2017 after the water park was shuttered but never reopened for business. Fort Rapids has until late July to present a rehabilitation plan.
In Williams County, west of Toledo, a housing crisis is making it difficult for businesses to find employees. ONN's Megan Hartnett in Toledo has more with Bill Martin from the Williams County Port Authority Board.
Apartments in the county are less than 1% vacant, and the county still needs 300 houses. The Port Authority has sold 10 homes over the past year, and six more are on the way.
Each house the Port Authority is building has three beds, one or one and a half baths, and is 1,100 square feet.
We have workers from Indiana, Michigan, other counties in Ohio that want to come and work for our manufacturing base in Williams County. The problem they run into is difficult to find a place to live.
And Cedar Fair, the parent company of both Cedar Point and Kings Island, says its merger with Six Flags will close on July 1st. The new company will be valued at roughly $8 billion and will own 27 amusement parks, 15 water parks, and 9 resorts. Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.